Ming was waiting at the riverside when he heard a mysterious voice from the woods, maybe? He decided to follow the voice. He got up from the slippery rock that he was sitting on, carefully jumped off it. He listened more carefully.
One day I wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far beyond.
Ming went into the woods, approaching the voice. He saw a girl picking apples. She has short hair and is wearing a red hairband in a blue and yellow dress. Wait a minute. Is that Snow? Never mind. Her name is May. She introduced herself to Ming while offering him an apple.
Ha-choo!
May continues to sneeze. Ming doesn't really know what's going on, so he was very concerned. May told him that she is allergic to apples, and that made Ming feel a bit strange. Why would she pick apples when she knows that she is allergic to apples? He wondered why, so he asked May what he can do to make her feel better. After a moment of silence, May said, "How about you and me go hiking?" Ming gulped. Going hiking with the girl he just met, is that a good idea?
Well, but
she's a girl.
Like a girl.
How can he say no? May gave him a sweet smile when Ming nodded his head.
What will happen next? Is anything going to happen on their hiking trip? Tune in tomorrow for Celeste's story. Guys, today's video is about, you guessed it, allergies. Let's check out the sentence and the keywords so you can go watch the video later. And it's time for today's sentence. Are you ready?
That means they were 6 times more likely to develop a peanut allergy than kids who regularly ate peanuts. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower, okay? That means they were 6 times more likely to develop a peanut allergy than kids who regularly ate peanuts. 好，我们来看看这句话怎么念。首先 ，pronunciation tips， 我们来看看连音的部分。第一个 ，develop 的 l o p 可以跟后面的 a 连在一起，变成 develop。再来 ，peanut allergy。Peanut 的 nut 可以跟 allergy 的 ALL 连在一起，变成 peanut allergy。再来第三个 ，regularly ate， 它的 ly 可以跟 ate 连在一起。那你有发现这句话很多 p 的声音跟 t 的声音 ，develop peanut allergy， 所以念在一起的时候会听起来非常的快。To develop a peanut allergy， 听起来很快哦。对，所以这个要回去多练习，这样子呢就可以念得很顺哦。好，接下来 it's time for our vocabulary. Okay, the first vocabulary of the day is develop. Develop. Develop 的意思是发展、发育、成长、开发。L-Corp developed a device that could detect aliens. Soon, it will be seen on the market. L-Corp 开发了一个可以侦测外星人的装置，不久便会上市。Okay, 补充一个单字 development.Development 它是名词，它的意思是成长、发育、进展。The development of the story will become more and more interesting. You should stay and listen to it. 故事的发展会越来越有趣，你应该留下来听。Okay, the next vocabulary of the day is allergy. Allergy. Allergy 的意思是过敏反应、过敏性。May's allergy for apples is a lie. She just loves the attention. In fact, she's not allergic to anything at all. May 对苹果过敏是骗人的，她只是喜欢引起注意而已。事实上，她没有对任何东西过敏。OK. 好，那我们补充一下，什么东西会让你过敏呢？有些人对花粉过敏，花粉的英文是 pollen. 那有些人像我就是对尘螨过敏。尘螨叫做 dust mite， D-U-S-T dust 就是灰尘的那个 dust， 然后 mite， dust mite， M-I-T-E 尘螨。 OK， 接下来的单字 regular， Regular 的意思是频繁的、经常发生的、固定的、有规律的。I should apply for a VIP card. As a regular guest here, it'll save me a ton of money in the long run. 身为一个常客，我应该要申办一张 VIP 卡，长期下来能让我省下大笔钱。好，那我来补充一下 regular 的副词用法，叫做 regularly 加 ly， 它的意思是经常的、有规律的。Do you wash your hair regularly? You smell like a slug. 你有经常洗头吗？你闻起来像是臭袜子。Okay, next, 我们来补充一下 regular 的相反词 irregular。irregular。irregular 的意思是不合常规的、不正常的、不规则的。那相信很多人应该有听过 irregular verb 或是 irregular noun, adjective 等等的，它的意思就是不规则变化的动词、名词或是形容词之类的，代表说它的三态变化是不一样的，没有规则的。 OK， 来我们来看一下例句。 I scanned his brain and ran some tests on his body. I found nothing irregular. 我扫描了他的脑袋和测试了他的身体，没有发现不正常的地方。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Be sure to come back tomorrow for more Ming and May. Do you think there's gonna be a romance? Or will it turn into a horrific story? Well, I'm not gonna tell you. Come see for yourself. Oh, and don't forget to practice and leave a recording below. I'm Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.